Yo, Crypto Nation and Mining Family, what's going on out there? Yo, we get a little change up on your FA Saturday. Yo, what's going on, everybody? I see Jason the Dagger Osborne dropping that FA. Yo, what's up, my man? Crypto Bedell, what's up, Home Slice? What's up? And there's just the two of you chit-chatting before we got started. I see five of you guys there. Definitely don't forget to smash that lizardy like button, guys. Subscribe, hit the bell notification. All that good stuff, people. Must do it. Must. All right. So, as you see, I'm the Lone Ranger tonight. Mikkel had a wedding to go to for a friend. So hopefully he has fun, all that good stuff. So I get to be the Lone Ranger. So if you guys like this fabulous t-shirt, The Perfect Day, go check it out on dogelord.com. Don't delay, buy today. Yo. Golden Wolf just got done cleaning up from the 30 amp 240 volt. Oh, 240 volt, man. You get a thumbs up, a golden sticker for that. Yo. That's what's up. That's what's up. So it's like just got done with that. That's nice. It always helps out with all that good stuff. Doge Lord still at that volleyball tournament. Dun, dun, dun. But you're outside with the fam, so... It's a win-win. I'll take that as a win. What's up, MC? What's up? So, today, we're going to be doing a whole episode all about this teeny, tiny, little dude. I mean, my GTX 550 Ti from years ago is bigger than this thing. And this thing has way more computing power. So I've had this bad boy hashing. I haven't done, didn't do a video on it the other day because I was finally had hot enough temperature that I was able to kind of play with the thermals on this, how this thing performs overall. So this particular one is the worst performing one out of the two that I have here that are not at the family mine. If you missed the Twitch episode from DCA Adventure, where we push a lot of our longer form stuff, if you're not subscribed there, what are you waiting for? Go do it. I'll leave the links are down below. So DCA Adventure on Twitch, where we built two rigs with these. So we've got 16 A2000s currently hashing away in the family mine. Amazing stuff. I can't be more excited. The family mine has officially made a Satoshi. I'm just saying. I people are proud about making their first dollar. Well, I'm proud of making my first Satoshi. So I hope you all are always proud to make at least one Satoshi. Smash that lizardy like button for that, guys. That is amazing news. We are getting closer to being able to service all of you awesome people out there. Yo, that's what's up. That's what's up. Like I said, this is the worst performing one. So before I'm gonna end up ordering a couple of the copper mods because I'm gonna copper mod this thing. I want to see this thing with the best possible performance. And since it seems to work pretty decently on the 3090 that I did it on, I mean the memory temps are not bad in any way, shape, or form. So I'll get a couple of them for these. Let mine be the test subject. So First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to see if rethermaling this thing gives me back performance that I'm missing. So I've got ones at the mine that right off the bat, they get 43-ish, you know, a little over 43 mega hash for 70 watts. This one gives 40.89 for 70 watts also. And I put fans on it. I put a blower on to the, you know, I put a Noctua fan. I've put a Corsair fan on it. I put a Delta fan on it. Nothing seemed to really help this particular bad boy. And it's what's funny about it is I thought that it was going to be the other way around, because on the other motherboard, the other test board, the slot is a little closer to the cooler for the CPU, because it's got these giant CPU coolers on there. And I thought that with it being in that close in relationship and no real airflow being able to get to the backside of this, I figured that one would have been the not so good of a performer. So it looks like these A2000s, there's no real rhyme or reason for when they decide, hey, I'm not going to give you full max hash. You got to figure out what went wrong. Was it that it wasn't binned? Because I don't know if any of these ever get binned or anything like that. Is this like leftover hardware? I have no clue how they assemble this stuff. There's a few things that I would like to do to these to potentially get a little more power out of the deal. And, I see some spots where, man, power management can be put in. I think without any further ado, I think it's time to start inspecting this thing. Congrats, thank you, Crypto Badoo. It's nice, 600 hash, 1,000 watts. No. No. You know what? Save your guesses late for later, Golden. There might be a potential giveaway. So save your guesses. Don't tip anybody off. Don't want to have a Price is Right where somebody's they bid one more hash or one less hash at one more watt or one less watt. Closest to it without going over wins. If there's more than one, maybe do a roll the dice type of deal of who's the winner. Do a random pick if we've got multiple people. I'll think about it as I'm going through this today. So, we're going to be taking this bad boy apart. I'm going to try to identify a lot of the power rails. I actually didn't even I just took this thing, looked at it. I was like, ooh, toy. I want to see this thing hash. Let me see it hash. So, I already had two test benches set up for it. Plug these bad boys in. Let it rip, potato chip. So, I actually never got a chance to do what I'm doing right now, which is literally looking at the back of this bad boy. So I would almost be curious to see. Interesting. Let's get into this, guys. Yo. I hope you guys are. What are we guessing on? I might do something about for 16 A2000s. Hash rate and total wattage. I got to figure, I have to think of something that I might want to give away. I have to think about it. So don't be guessing. Keep your guesses to yourself, guys. I'm just saying, don't give it away. And with that, guys, smash that Lizzity like button. Subscribe if you're new here. Hit the bell notification. Grab a drink. And I hope you enjoy Bare Naked Circuitry. Ooh, giggy. Man. Ooh. With that. Awesome. DCA Adventure. Desk Mat. Where Bitcoin is at its core. Let's get some FAs in the chat for this awesome mat here. Yo. So. Let's go ahead. Oh, wow. I was already zoomed in. Oh, shit. You're going to make my day with this. Why aren't you? Hold on here, guys. We're going rogue, guys. We're going rogue. Give me one second. Come on. I gotta manually focus this right now. Sorry, guys. My equipment is... It's good, but it's not perfect. Alright, so... This is behind the core on this. Now, I'm not sure exactly what kind of core it is. It acts like it's a 1080 Ti style core. But when you heard me go, ooh, I didn't even realize this. So these are pads, are areas where other capacitors can be soldered on to get it. Now, seeing these empty doesn't mean anything to me. It's still going to pass power just fine. It's just that when it's all populated, it's just filtering more. Think of all of this stuff here as like filters. It's just kind of, you don't want to see a single power fluctuation going to that core in any way, shape, or form, because that can either damage the chip or make the chip unstable, I'm sorry. Where it just random crashing and you're like, what the hell's going on here? But what I went ooh over, and I wish I can find a schematic on this, is I see three spots where some shunt mods can look like they can get put onto, or some more power rail. So I wish I can get a board schematic of everything that's here. That would be probably like the coolest thing ever. Go. Focus in. Zoom in. So, alright. So, this is one of the those shunt mods, shunt resistors right here. This is an R005. This is one of the shunt resistors that you can stack. Now, stacking on this one, I'm going to be showing people once I get... I have these already... ordered up. I have them coming in. So as soon as they come in, which I hopefully it'll be Monday, I'm hoping. If they are in on Monday, you're going to expect another video on crypto and hot rods, guys. Yo, I'm just saying, that's pretty cool shit right there, you know. So we're going to be taking this part today. I'm gonna try to identify some of the stuff that's on here. My other goal really is to go after the thermal pads on here. After conducting my first round of testing, in a 100 degree mining room, even with fans blowing directly on this card. The card sits at 70C on the core and sits at 92C on the memory, which that's well within specifications. But this card will not go above in any way, shape, or form 41 mega hash. So hopefully I could put some better thermals onto this and change that. Pretty interesting in how they laid all of this out so far. So one of these, I'm gonna say that this is probably an IC chip. I wish I had like the book with this for all of this. So definitely got some got a couple of controllers back here. So 1, 2, 3. Yeah, we got 3 controllers on the back of it. That's what these little small little IC package chips are. So some of this could, like this little one could be a small little power rail that just kind of lights up everything in here, like the small power to fire up the bigger power. It's hard to say of which systems these ones are in. I would have to get a look up the product numbers that are on here that I can see and see exactly what the description from the manufacturer is on what these do. And that would give me an idea of what circuits these bad boys are in. You normally don't need to sit there and start tracking this stuff down until something goes wrong. But if something goes wrong and you don't even have a schematic on there, it's hard to trace and track your power rails, your initializations on there. So I'm going to sit there and say that on the front side, there is a shunt resistor. That's going to be your PCIe power rail that'll give your main power. I believe this one here goes to memory. So you can control a little bit more power to go towards memory. So there's different ways that you can control power through this. Just know that you might not want to, if you're going to sit there and start power modding this, do not have them plugged directly into the motherboard. Plug these into risers. The risers will be able to supply more wattage than what a motherboard is directly capable of. Unless you've got a riserless motherboard where basically you've got 6-pin pass-through to each individual riser port. That would be the only way that I would recommend running these things modded. I've also seen from people overdoing the frequencies on here. This inductor here, I've seen this inductor explode, and it takes out a resistor right in this little region right above it. I've seen pictures of what the guy was dealing with. I'm like, you're possibly dealing with more issues with how it sent power upstream. So depending on that, that's why I'm thinking this one is for memory. I would have to kind of figure out where everything goes, because if this goes to memory, there should still be a power controller of some sort. So this could be like a step up for the main power. Not sure exactly how they did it. They got a lot of performance in a small package here. So let's go ahead and start taking this apart. Now, when you're taking it apart, like I always say, make sure that you organize your screws as you pull them out, unless you can identify that they are of the same screw orientation style, etc., etc. So we're going to go ahead and start taking off the rear I/O. Now, one thing I would like to do as a modification on this, and I will, is I want to cut this grate out just to allow maximum airflow coming out. I get why they did it. You don't want debris or something getting sucked into it, but it's blowing out. I'm not worried about it. So I'm going to probably take like a little Dremel to this and cut this out really nicely. It'll probably just take a few moments and get maximum airflow out of this. So there will be a test with and without the grill on there. So that'll be awesome. It depends on what, because this is not the 12 gigabyte. Some of this stuff might be populated on the 12 gigabyte variant. This is only the 6 gigabyte, so that might be the reason why. So we'll go ahead and take these two off. And it looks like, yep, I got to take these two screws off on the very front. Now, they are a little larger. They're all Torx. The front ones are teeny tiny little short stubby dudes. Here. Oh, look at that. Look at that. That blower style. Now, what I like about these fin stacks that you can see down in here is that with these fin stacks like this, you can pack these really tightly into a server case, strip the shroud off, and let these things rip just the way they are. These are mini display port outs. I have the dongles to use these as a GPU. I will do some benchmarking on this, guys, so stay tuned with that one. That will be fun. I've got an Elgato capture card, so I will be able to do this. And I have the an adapter to go from display port to HDMI, so I can hook them all up. I don't care about getting max resolution out of this thing. I just want to get data off of it, maybe even play a video game or two off of this thing, see if it works. All right, so let's keep continuing on, guys. So I'm gonna go ahead and organize these are for the rear IO, and we're gonna go ahead and take off the cover off of this, so it's gonna be all these perimeter black bolts, and it should theoretically leave the cooler behind here. So we should be able to just strip this off independently. Oh, I can tell these are the first time they're coming apart. And they've actually got a little bit of thread locker on these screws. That's hilarious. It must be because they know they're going to be doing this into a data center deployment. And they're trying to anticipate a whole server rack that's vibrating, maybe. That would make sense. You know what I would also like to test out, too, is making a shroud that I can put my server fan onto this and have this thing actually like just blow right through. Okay, so that should be all of the screws that hold the shroud on. So let's see if the shroud comes apart now. I can already feel it moving around. So bam, we have a single header in the back, guys. Now, be careful whenever you're taking apart clips, guys. They're sometimes these are very fragile and don't grab them by the wires. There are like little locking tabs on the edges, so sometimes that you can rock these if you can get a good grip on them, like I was just able to do. I don't have any nails. I just cut my nails, so I was able to still get a little hold of it. There's like little shoulders on these, and you can just kind of rock it back and forth and get it out of there. Such a small little. I'll take off this too. I'm curious. I really am. I want to see this little fan. It's so cute. It's so tiny. I don't know if I have anything small enough to take the fan off, actually. It gets smaller and smaller on the inside, damn it. Big. Let's see, do I have one of the right size? Ooh. All of this has got Loctite. That's got so the perimeter screws have red Loctite. Now the inner ones here have blue. So you can almost tell what's what by color almost. Interesting. So this is for the fan. I'm thinking it screws onto the body, so it looks like I should be able to lift this whole little housing up. Because there's got to be a way to. Interesting. Come up. How does that come up? How does this work? Because it doesn't look like you can release this fan out of here. What the? I don't get it. This side is loose. I can see the screw moving around. This side's locked. I can't get anything through this. Interesting. Because that means that if you can't get this up and out of here, but I can see that this. There's no screw here, nothing here. I wonder if I take these three screws off too. It magically releases this. Find out. Oh, and these screws are gonna be like Phillips. Oh. God, they like how many tools do I need? Pick one, not 12. All right. Let's see if maybe all part of this. And there's like some kind of plate that magically separates everything. They got a one here. What the hell? Let's see here. Curious. This has got me curious, going, how did you guys get this together? I can see a peg here, like, this thing should be able to guide straight up. I don't see how this is done. Oh. They got it.
Think I got it. What the hell?
Oh, there's like a hidden one down in there. Oh, I'm glad I was like, man, that sucker's really hard to see. Wow. There's a hidden screw down in here, guys. I'm glad I'm like really easy with how I do things. So, ba-bam. Because like the reason why I want to be able to take this out, because you got to be able to, one, replace it, two, clean it. I can already see a little bit of dirt on here. This thing is super tiny. Damn. See how tiny that is? Look how little airflow really will get through these fan blades. So this thing is going to be very sensitive towards heat temperature fluctuations. Alright, so we've got the fan apart and all that good stuff. So let's go ahead and I'm going to toss this back together. You can see there's like, I don't know if my camera will show it, but you can see there's like a little line above my finger here. It's like a little clearancing for the front of the blade so that it's not rubbing onto the housing itself. Smart, smart, smart. All right, so always make sure you're lining up your wires back to how it originally sat so nothing's getting pinched. We do not need anything to be pinched. Get that hidden one back in there. I knew something was weird. It felt like it was still attached. That's why I was like being really gentle. I was like, we're not forcing anything to go anywhere. Grab the wrong screw. I need to grab these ones. We're gonna go ahead and I'm gonna screw this back down. Like I want to see how to clean this thing. I want to see how it comes apart. Oop. These are things that are necessity if you're gonna deploy a bunch of these. You got to be able to take them apart. You have to know how to service them. All that good stuff. Don't tighten these too tight, guys. I think that's why they put the Loctite onto there, just to kind of help it, because it's like it looks like brass inserts with steel threads. So the screws are tougher than the threads that they're screwing into. So very easy to strip these things out, guys. So take it easy with the stuff. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I need this one. Seems like the fan, once it's kind of semi in place, it's fairly easy to just start the screws. Now I'm not tightening it down too tight right now, just kind of making sure everything freely lines up, and then I kind of give it a little snug, just like that, little itty bitty snug, bam. So from here, I can go ahead, snug. Nug. That one had a couple extra turns on her. Oh, there we go. Now I like that. And give the little panda flick. Literally, it's the little panda flick. I almost need the tool to do this more than my finger can't even really get on there. I don't know if panda's hands can fit in there, but mine don't. So let's go ahead and put this off to the side. Go ahead, take this shroud, get this out of my way. Let's pull the meat and potatoes down, guys. All right, so I'm probably going to have to go in a little rogue here, guys. So, and let me out just a little bit here. We're going to zoom in just enough that we can see everything. So, we got a bunch of capacitors here. Let me grab a pointing stick here. So, we've got two different style capacitors. We've got pink ones and ones that are black. A lot of times we've got, let's see here. We've got a 330 versus a 100. We definitely got a power rail. We got two inductors going right over here. So this is your smaller power rail. Coming over onto the other side, guys. So this is the main part of this is the business end here. If you wanted to know power rails and go, what's the business end? This is it. So here you've got, this is your memory. Yeah, I believe so. I'd have to verify. I would almost think that you have your core and your uncore, and then you've got your memory rail. Here is your power controllers here. These are your inductors. You got your capacitors to kind of help clean up and regulate the output power. Same thing going in to this. So you've got two coming in. See, I'm not sure if they would have split it up, because this core is so small, so tiny, doesn't have a lot of power going to it. If that just one power rail can take care of this, because this would be almost like an APU style chip in here, maybe a SoC chip underneath here. So when we get down to the package, we're going to see if there's any kind of identification markings on this thing, to see if if we can identify what chip is underneath this cooler. But that's where I'm thinking this is probably your, if this is a very, very low wattage device, you're going to have smaller power inductors for both halves of the core, and then one for the memory module. And it kind of leads to that. This is kind of what I'm thinking it is. So let's go ahead and keep looking around on this thing. Let me zoom in here a little bit. Bam. So we've got R22 inductors, smaller package with its. Let's see if I've got any. Can't see it in my light. I'd have to almost dance a light on this thing to be able to read it. And then we got the LR22. And then we've also got another LR22. We have a couple of more capacitors underneath here. So now that's interesting. So we've got three LR22s. I see a couple of different power controllers. And not that you really need to worry about trying to cool these down. They're just copper coil windings, so there's really nothing for these that are sensitive enough to worry about heat, unless you're talking excessive heat, but then you got a different problem, I'm thinking. So back it up here. All right. Yeah, Gallo, this thing is so tiny, so teeny tiny. Give it the tiny kit panda flick. Oh, yeah. Yes, Golden Wolf, you are right. They are meant to be in an ARC environment data center. Or an AC, yeah, AC, I mean, environment data center. So that's why the coolers are so small. These would even work really nicely as immersion. One of these days, I'm going to play around with immersion. And these might be the candidate for them. Bam. So let's go ahead, strip this cooler off. Let's see what's underneath the hood. And it's just two little, I don't know if how much of a spring bracket this really is. So I'm going to release it slowly. Doesn't seem like it's like your typical spring bracket. Just looks like it's, oh yeah, it is a spring bracket. Okay. There's definitely a shoulder on this screw. So do not mix this screw up. Do not lose this screw. So this is a fairly large spring bracket. Now, I have purposely avoided watching anybody's videos on the teardown on this so that I can kind of go through it for the first time myself and go, ooh, 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 you know how that goes, right? So, okay. So here's one spot where I'll do a shunt mod right here. So I will do, when I get mine in, I'm going to do a shunt mod here, and I'm going to inject 12 volts into here. Try to get some more performance. Probably not until I get the copper mod. Then I will do the heat performance testing before I do all of that. I don't want to damage any of this stuff. This is still a $500, $600, $700 investment, guys, depending on where your vendors are. So let's go ahead and see if I can pull this thing up. Oh, come on. Hate giving it the wiggle, because it distorts the how the paste looks. All right, so we've got our memory package here. So these pads are pretty thick, guys. Pretty thick. Super sticky. Oh, that's interesting. I don't know if my camera is going to do this any justice. Let's see here. Ah, there we go. I just got to play with it in the light. All right, so If you can see it, aha, right there. So all through here, all this edge here, the thermal patch on the die, it really didn't have good coverage. So that's probably why this thing had performance issues. Hey, look at that. We figured out an issue. So they obviously got too much squish on it, is what it looks like, really. It got good squish. I mean, we got the world's lightest little on there. And you can even tell with how it didn't really ooze over. Like, it oozed over on this side a little nicer than it did other three sides. So for whatever reason, they had it oozed out more into this direction, guys. So you got good oozing off this side of the package here, mediocre, a little better, and then nothing. So that tells me that we did not have good thermal contact. We are going to fix that today. Crypto Bedell, nobody's supposed to be guessing anything right now. I never told anybody to guess right now. Actually, I told everybody the opposite. Keep your guesses to yourself. Huh. I'm just saying. You didn't follow the rules. I'm just saying. You did not follow the rules. I'm trying to find like a... Now, I like to use a little cardboard business card. Oop. So I always like to use a cardboard business card. And it just kind of helps scrape everything. Yeah, it just kind of already lifted this up out of the way. Put that over here. Pretty hard in the center. We know that all the paste kind of went towards the top, it looks like. All right, let me get me microfiber so I can get this a little polish. So we've got a GA 106. Hold on here. Okay, 106. So this is Ampere architecture, 8-nanometer process at Samsung. It's an equivalent of a RTX 350. So basically, this is going to be a really cut down RTX 3050 with 6 gigabytes of GDDR6 memory. So yeah. So yeah, that's why they have it so cut down. They do have some display ports because it does have video out. In a data center solution implementation, you still are going to need a way to do debugging and stuff like that. So it makes sense that this is there for debugging purposes more than likely. Not so much it's going to have output to it. I'm curious to see how much it's cut down. If you see how it's laid out on here, it's really laid out like this was earmarked for laptops. This is how I usually see the packages for laptop external GPUs. You'll have a cut down die that's going to be very power efficient with the RAM that's required for it to run custom onto a PCB. So this is very much a laptop-style setup on there. It makes sense on why it uses so little wattage. You're talking 70 watts. Doesn't need any external, really any external power. But the problem is if this if the core goes under load, then it's got to be able to thermal throttle or power throttle the memory if it's something more core intensive and vice versa. with this focus is going to be on this die set. So with that being said, I wonder how this would perform benchmarking over a comparable laptop. I don't have any high hopes that this is going to, you know, oh my God, it's going to perform like a normal 3050. No. But I believe that this is going to have everything that we're going to need moving forward on this. So I'm going to go ahead and I know it's kind of getting to that 1 hour mark. Now, I'm more curious to see about leaving the pads here, seeing that the pads are still kind of tacky, and then just redoing the thermal paste on this and leaving the pad and see if I get more performance out of that. So that's going to be step one. And then if it's still performing bad come Monday, I will do a video of replacing the thermal pads on Crypto and Hot Rod. So without any further ado, we're going to go ahead and strip this off. And I'm going to put this in my garbage pile over here on the side of my desk. That's nasty. So I'm going to have to grab a little alcohol pad that I got underneath my desk here. Here we go. Like the paste they used is like super hard on here. Either that, the paste they used like torture tested this thing. Wow. Wow. It's like coming up fucked up too. Come on. Damn. I've never seen it. What the hell did they use? It like stained this. Either that, that's how hot the package got because it didn't have enough thermal coverage. Trying to buff it real quick, guys. Sorry. I like to have it where it's just good. I take pride in what I'm doing. This is why you want to send your equipment over to the family mine and have us host it because this is how much love I give people stuff. Oh, I like with this microfiber, I can feel the roughness. Okay, so it did stain it. That's for sure, it did stain it. So, we're gonna go ahead and I'm gonna put some thermal grizzly, which is non-conductive. Just a little bit better than the Arctic MX4, but doesn't mean that the Arctic MX4 is bad in any way, shape, or form. We're just gonna put a liberal helping on here because you can't put too much of this on. All right, we're good. It's big old X there. We can go ahead and flip this right back on over. Now, I could take the extra time and put a little extra on here, but we're going to test it out with just putting thermal paste on here first. My dry, rough hands don't like microfibers either. I feel your pain. All right, so let's go ahead and drop this back onto the package, y'all. All right, so go ahead and put this back on here. Remember my rules, just kind of get everything started. Make sure you're lined up here, guys. Now I can put the other side in, and this one's gonna spring it all together. Yeah. So now make sure that we're good on everything. Yep. All right. Go ahead and tighten this all down. Hopefully we get some good squishage on this, guys. That's what I'm like hoping for, is that maybe this thing didn't get enough of a liberal helping of some good thermal paste on here. Sometimes you gotta help these manufacturers out. They're ripping these things out and they're like, well, it works in the configuration that we tested it in. And we're no longer putting it into their specs. We're taking it a little out of their specs. So sometimes we got to improve what they have. Now don't go too crazy about tightening this down. It's just got to be able to hold it down. So that looks good. Let me see if I can. Oh yeah, I see squishage all the way around the die this time. So that looks good. All right, so let's go ahead and plug this in. Like, even though it's a small little fan, that little fan is mighty. Now, we can start putting this bad boy back together. Yo. And this is the easiest part of it all, of course, you know. There's no stupid void warranty stickers anywhere on this. Anyway, in the United States, it's not recognized here in the United States. That's why a lot of manufacturers do not like dealing with the United States, because we will hold them accountable for making bad products. And it's okay for people to try to service it versus it being down. Because, you know, for whatever reason. Yeah, it is. It's very easy to do this stuff. It's not rocket science. Even on GPUs. I don't even say GPUs are all that either, so. That in there. Right. And what size was this again? Too big. Oop. Throwing stuff around here. Found the size. Put all my bits back in before. Here, put
tap on. I'm not tightening anything down quite yet until I get all the screws started. Oop, I almost fell off. All right, now I can go through and tighten everything on the top. Tight. Tight. These don't need to be super, super tight, guys. Just got to be there enough to hold it down in place. Make sure everything's tight, but not over tight. Perfect. All right. So that's that coming back together. So, anybody got any comments or questions before I head up out of here? Now it's time to ask. And, all right, so for the giveaway, I'll do $10 worth of that Bizity Bitcoin, and at the bottom of this video, guess how much this thing is hashing after doing the thermal paste. Did it stay the same? So what I want you to do after this video is done, you have to go back into this video and comment. One, something you like about DCA Adventure. You know, one thing you like about us. Two, did it improve? If you say no, just be like, no improvement, right? Stay the same. That's all I gotta say. Otherwise, figure out, make a guess about where you think the hash rate ended up after doing just the thermal paste on this. YouTube Goblin! Yes, Crypto Bedell. Just this one card. What is the actual improvement? It started off at 40.89 megahash. So you have to comment at the bottom of this video. One thing you like about DCA Adventure and where you think the hash rate is. So remember, it starts off at 40.89. That is your reference. So, at the bottom of this video, Golden, once this video is over, you'll be able to go back into this video and you can comment down below. And whoever nails it on the button, and if it's only one person, well, you get 10 bucks worth of that Bizity Bitcoin. Now, if there's 2, 3, 4, 5, everyone guesses it all on the button, then I roll the dice. I put a number next to your name, and I pick a random number generator, and let the dice roll, guys. And may Satoshi smile down upon you at that point. So you'll have to wait until the video's over, and YouTube stops is done rendering it, and opens up the shizzity chat down below. I want to see your
your comments down below, guys. It has to be down below. If it's not down below, it never happened. So, with that being said, guys, definitely smash that Lizzity like button, subscribe, hit the bell notification if you're new here. And it's also a prerequisite. You cannot be a non-follower and think you're going to win. That's the only price that you have to pay to be a part of this entry, is that you have to be subscribed. So definitely subscribe here if you're new. This way you get a chance of winning. So definitely check it all out. And I will do a special appearance on the very next DCA adventure video coming out. I will do a quick little steal the show for a moment, do the giveaway, and then probably be on Jay's. I don't know. It depends on who's doing live next. So whoever's going live next, we're going to do it live right there. Bam. So you don't have to wait a whole week. All right. All right. With that, guys, definitely check out what everybody is doing during the week. We got Jay the Weatherman giving that Bitcoin forecast. Are we done dumping here? Or is it Sky? Are we doing a moonshot to 100K from here, guys? Do you know it's going up or down? I don't know. We need the Weatherman to get involved on this. Then you also gotta stay tuned for Crypto Mikkel, guys, who that man is probably having a lot of fun at a wedding right now. He'll be doing a deep DeFi deep dive, do some crypto play to earn games, all that good stuff. And with everybody else, with Serpent, Red Panda, Hobbyist Miner, Tech Shinji, the whole lot, definitely show them all love. Every one of us, including myself, Crypto and Hot Rods, we all put out exquisite content for all your mining needs. So definitely stay tuned with all that awesome stuff. Drop the FAs in that chizzity chat, guys. FA, we need to do an announcement before I take up and get out of here. So to all of you awesome people out here, there. DCA Adventure is rated F for fucking awesome. Yo! And with that, guys, peace out. And of course, stay savage. Later! Oh, and if you like gaming, check out Crypto and Hot Rods Gaming on YouTube or Crypto and Hot Rods on Twitch. I'll be doing some sim racing later on tonight. Yo! Oh, peace!
DCA Adventure is rated F for fucking awesome.